You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. During this interview, I'm talking with Wood County Sheriff Sean Becker on August 5th, 2026. Thank you for joining me, Sean, to bring the community an update from the Wood County Sheriff's Department.
Always a pleasure, Melissa. I really appreciate it.
Well, let's start with something that, for us recording this on August 5th, hasn't happened yet, but National Night Out happens on August 6th, and as our listeners are hearing this, it already happened. But, Sean, tell us about this night and how important this is for law enforcement to get out and interact with the community.
Yeah, this is one of those events that's been, you know, happening quite a while. And, you know, just you have to give the thanks to the people that step up in the community that want to, you know, really highlight that partnership with law enforcement, your local law enforcement, and, you know, your community members. And it happens all over, and there's different, you know, twists, municipalities and, you know, other, you know, jurisdictions will do. And we've got a great partnership. We really lucked out with the Rafters organization. Joe Fonte has reached out wanting to make this event, you know, bigger and bigger since they, you know, purchased the team. And it's just, you know, it's been a really great partnership to, you know, have with the Rafters organization, having all the law enforcement presence coming into the stadium. Something to really highlight, you know, an opportunity to, you know, interact with us and, you know, go see a baseball game. And then, you know, they're gracious enough to have, you know, the event goes from 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. tomorrow night. And then that will carry into the evening with it, with the game as well, where you'll see law enforcement officers, you know, continue to hang out with people during a game. So it's just a great way to highlight that community partnership. And we're really lucky to have the local partnership with the Rafters. We'll be there. A big shout out to, you know, our deputy, Terry Johnson, who stepped up, who's going to be there throughout the event. We'll have our MRAP there, along with other equipment from the Sheriff's Department. We always like to get the MRAP out just so people can see it. I always say it's the biggest insurance policy that we have for, you know, our special response team in the community. We let people go in and take a look at it, sit in there, take photos of it, whatever they like, but it's an armored vehicle that a lot of the, you know, special response teams, SWAT teams, you know, throughout not just the area here, but throughout the country that they have. And I always look at it as that, you know, insurance policy that you have to protect the community and the people that are part of our special response team. So, yeah, it's going to be a great event. Looks like we're going to have great weather. I know this will already air by the time it happened, but, you know, just a huge shout out to the people that come out and interact with us, those partnerships. Gamber Johnson, again, stepped up to sponsor the event. So it's those kind of partnerships gives us the opportunity to, you know, have these events like this. So a big, you know, thank you to everybody. And thank you to Terry Johnson to step up and be part of it and kind of run it for us, you know, with connecting to the Sheriff's Department.
Because those opportunities don't come up as often for law enforcement to interact with the public on a good day. Like a lot of times you guys are, I know I've gone to these national night outs in previous years, and it's fun to see law enforcement officers smiling and interacting with children and the public in general.
Absolutely. Yeah. You wish you had them weekly. That's right. That's why I really, you know, love the show, you know, where we can, you know, talk about it and people can hear about it. And then, you know, when you see an event that, you know, whether it's the Sheriff's Department or, you know, police department that puts out information, hey, we've got an opportunity to hang out with it. It doesn't have to be National Night Out. It could be really anything. And, you know, just, you know, we get to highlight that. And I think that's so important, you know, going back to, you know, just looking at the career and, you know, with me and, you know, hey, it's that community-oriented policing aspect of it that, you know, had been brought up many, many, many decades, years ago, but it's so important. And yeah, as things, you know, change and technology changes, that still gives us an opportunity to highlight, you know, our law enforcement agencies. So you see that social media thing, that's one thing that, what, you know, we like about our page, you know, we want to make it sure that it's transformative, mm-hmm. but you're seeing the positive things of, you know, our sheriff's department and other local law enforcement agencies. That's, you know, we want to get information out there, but it just seems like it's the best way to, you know, get that platform of positivity with law enforcement. I always really like to highlight definitely our staff and what they're doing out in the community, because people are so connected to, you know, their phone, and they're going to see something, you know, positive. And if you can't get to an event like that, well, you're going to see, you know, what we have been doing. But I always recommend, hey, coming out and connecting with us directly is the best way to get to know us, instead of looking at your phone, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's the way it is today, and we understand that. And, you know, we're all changing to try to get, you know, our message out there, our positive message.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one of those positive messages is the recent post I just saw about the Wood County dispatcher who coached a mother to be able to save her child who was choking.
Yeah, is that a great story?
Yeah, that's incredible.
You know, our daughter Jordan's, you know, she started her career here at Wood County as a dispatcher. Now she's a dispatcher up in Oneida County as a sergeant. And these are just stories that I love to see. You know, when our dispatch team put that out, like, hey, we had a save. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you dig into it, it makes me, not just as a parent of a dispatcher, but just as a law enforcement officer, our dispatchers are part of our team, mm-hmm. just to smile and look at how they just saved, you know, somebody's life. So Jessica, you crushed it. You know, we got mm-hmm. to hear some of it. You know, the interaction, that phone interaction with, you know, you can imagine with a mom who's panicking, right. You know, and their child is choking, and then hear the calmness Jessica has to say, okay, do this, do that. Mm-hmm. And then it works and it saves a life. And those are great ways to highlight, you know, what our dispatchers do, because they, you know, I'm a little biased because of my daughter Jordan, but you know, it's true. I mean, they're true heroes that, you know, sometimes unfortunately just get forgotten. And you know, I don't feel that way, and I don't think the community does, but you just kind of forget, you know, that mm-hmm. whole system. You know, where does that first call go? It goes to dispatch, and they have to handle it, and then, you know, determine, all right, they're the people that are going to need to respond and help. And then I still have to help the people I'm talking to. So yeah. It's all one big team. And yeah, congrats, Jessica. You are a true hero.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, I mean, from personal experience, anytime I've called the dispatch office here in Wood County, their customer service is wonderful. They're always able to answer my questions or direct me to where I need to go. And in this case, she saved a life. That's incredible.
Absolutely. Something she'll never forget. That's for sure.
Or that mother mm-hmm. and child.
Oh, you know it. You mm-hmm. know it.
Well, and another thing, we've talked about this for months now, the Behind the Bars filming that took place with the A&E channel. That aired.
Yeah. It aired on July 23rd, so on A&E, and another really proud moment of, you know, for me, it was a great opportunity to highlight our staff, and, you know, and then people get to see, you know, that $93 million investment they made into the Sheriff's Department, the community did. I think we got really lucky that, you know, the production company reached out. We didn't know what we were getting. You know, Ted Ashbeck and I, we sat down like, gosh, do we do this? You know, the people that were filming the Cops episodes, they, you know, they were really nice. I think that got us some exposure for this other production company to come out. And they did a great job really getting in, the opportunity to come in and film our staff as we, you know, dealt with people, you know, and then compare us to another jail in Georgia. There are two episodes that aired that night, and now you can get to them just by, you know, any of the streaming platforms, Hulu, YouTube. You could find it if somebody just does a search, A&E, Behind Bars. It'll come up, because, you know, I hate to admit I've watched it twice now. You know, my daughter from Madison, Caitlin, and her husband Dylan were in town, and I'm like, hey, have you seen this? And they said no, and I'm like, really? And I'm like, okay, well. And then we got an opportunity to watch it, but just a great way to highlight our staff, you know, and people see what it takes to be a corrections officer. You know, again, you know, just like our dispatchers, you know, they're a big part of the team, you know, and they do a lot to keep themselves safe and, you know, the inmates safe. They have a big part of the criminal justice system, and just a great way to for people to see them, you know, in action. There'll be another episode coming up in about a month. I'll put that information out that'll be exclusive to the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Once the production company lets us know when that's going to air, they have a little bit of a control of that, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But the next one will be called 120 Hours in a Jail, and that will be on the Discovery Channel. And so once I get that specific airing, I'll make sure that, that people get out that. And I want to give anything away, but there'll be a little bit of a human twist to that episode.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to, Ted and I were able to, you know, preview the, you know, these episodes, and, you know, not that we're hiding anything, because we're not. They just like want to make sure that, you know, the names to the corrections officers and inmates are correct and that kind of stuff. So very similar to what we just saw, but this will be exclusive to, you know, just the Wood County Sheriff's Department, and have a little bit more interaction with the inmates. So that's all I'll kind of, I don't want to be too much of a spoiler, but it should be out sometime within next month.
All right. Well, that is something to look forward to. We're going to pause right here for a short moment to hear from our sponsors. I'm Melissa Kay, talking with Wood County Sheriff Sean Becker, and you're listening to Perspective on 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR. Welcome. You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. I've been speaking with Wood County Sheriff Sean Becker, and where we left off, we were talking about the film crews that had come here and recorded things in the jail and speaking with corrections officers and things. And that there's another episode that will be coming out here sometime this summer before we get into too much of the winter here. Something to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely.
But now I'd like to dive into a recent thing that happened here in Eau Claire. You were able to meet with FBI Director Kash Patel and Congressman Derek Van Orden. This was a fireside chat talking about law enforcement partnerships. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the Badger State Sheriffs Association that I'm part of had reached out that the director was going to be in town and just kind of doing a Q&A kind of thing. And so I was invited as sheriff. One of our lieutenants, Nate Dean, also was invited because he got the opportunity to attend the National Academy. And then I put it out to other staff, do you want to go and, you know, listen to this? And one of other sergeants, Matt Souza, was interested. So we went on Monday, and it was very informative. You ought to know when we got a picture of him and we posted it on our page that there was be some negativity, but, you know, I get that. When you're at that national level, you're going to draw negative attention as well. And, you know, some of it's political, some of it's personal, but it, you know, for me, it was an opportunity to spend time and hear, you know, information at that federal level of law enforcement. And I've never met an FBI director before in my career. I always wanted to go to the academy. That was one of my career goals, to go to the National Academy. And then when we had a spot come up around 8 years ago, I had put in for it, was accepted, and then I was told I was too old. it is what it is. You know, I'm a little bitter, but I'll get over it eventually. But you know, Nate Dean stepped up, you know, and he's a younger, leader in our organization, and, you know, it's a big commitment too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're gone at the academy for 10 weeks and you have a family. It's, you have to really, you know, navigate that. And I give Nate a lot of credit, and I told him, because I relive this, you know, often, because when we got the opportunity, I go, you're going to have to tell me that your family's supportive of it. And they were. And so he took that opportunity. So part of the meeting on Monday was talking about, you know, those partnerships with your local law enforcement agencies. And that's a big one I just brought up, the National Academy, you know, and what the director has done has expanded the opportunity for people to attend that academy, you know, that goes on, I believe, four times a year. They're putting 300 people per class through, so four times, and that's throughout the entire country and other countries as well. That people are attending, you know, that training. Leadership, you know, law enforcement leadership, partnerships that you develop with, you know, other agencies. But it's really focusing on, you know, developing your law enforcement leaders and bringing that, you know, that networking back to, you know, the agency that you work for. A lot of people, just in our agency, you know, a retired, you know, sheriff and police chief, Kurt Hoyer, went through before. He was the last one to go through before Nate. And then, you know, other mentors like Lieutenant David Laudy, you know, he's been retired for several years. He went, you know, and he still speaks about, you know, being at the academy and that impact it had on his career. And then Bob Odette, a previous sheriff here who had recently passed, he went through. So, and you look at that, and I look at it even as I, you know, get towards the end of my career, you know, I've been pushing to try to get somebody else to go through. Yes, I would love to go to the academy, like I said, but if we get another opportunity to send somebody, which I hope we do, it'll be, you know, one of our younger leaders here at the department. I think that just sets us up really well for the future. So part of that discussion on Monday was how the director has expanded that. So I'm hoping the state of Wisconsin will get more people that they can send to this academy. Right now, we only can send 16 people a year to the academy. And now that they added spots, I'm hoping that they'll do that. So that was discussed. And then, you know, at the national level and at the world level, the fraud issues, you know, that we're seeing, and we talk about scams all the time. And the majority of the people that, you know, are being scammed, a lot of them elderly, you know, that money is going out of the country, and it's so hard to track. And what has been being built within the FBI is a way to combat that, and the willingness to get involved with those local investigations. You know, a big takeaway was, hey, you get a fraud investigation here, you don't quit at saying, hey, the money went out of the country. Well, now you connect with the FBI so they can connect it to obviously other fraud, you know, investigations that are going on throughout the worldwide. And the FBI has been active in other countries in shutting down these frauds. And I thought that was a very, you know, interesting thing to hear about. So it was really informative. Again, I know he's not well liked amongst everybody, mm-hmm. is what it is. But I thought, you know, our takeaway was there was information there that I felt was important that to hear, you know, mm-hmm. whether at the training level, and then, you know, the big concern, which, you know, you're talking billions of dollars that we're getting frauded, you know, throughout our country, and that they're, you know, doing something about it, you know, worldwide. And I thought that was interesting because I always felt that the FBI was only really staying within the United States, but no, they're obviously branching out throughout investigations throughout the world to try to keep us safe.
Hmm. Well, and another thing that is happening here in Central Wisconsin coming up soon is the Central Wisconsin State Fair. That's at the end of the month. You usually have a presence there at the state fair in just a booth.
Yeah, it'll start the 25th up in Marshfield. And that's a partnership that is, you know, we are just revisiting this. You know, Nadine, who I just talked about, we used to have, you know, a booth, and we were like in the corner somewhere and people wouldn't even really see us. Mm. And then we just weren't doing a booth much anymore. And then several years ago, we revisited it, and now we got a great spot that's been expanded
right
with the market.
The office, aren't you?
Yeah, right as you come in, you're coming by the sheriff's department. So we're not going to argue about our space now. It's a great opportunity. As like we talked about National Night Out, and this is another one that we're going to be there for several days as the fair is operating with the Marshfield Police Department, you know, Fire Department, Dispatch. We're all like right in one spot. So it's a great way to, again, come hang out with us and eat some awesome food. I love being up there. I put a little weight after a few days, but, you know, between the gyros and you name it, just Awesome. And then all the vendors.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Well, and that's another, because you mentioned the partnerships and working together with other agencies. You recently had multiples that you, not multiple, but there have been several where you've had to partner with Marshfield and help with the situation there and the interdepartmental partnerships that we have here in Central Wisconsin seem very strong.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've always, you know, highlighted. You know, the people should be aware of that, you know, the working together only provides a better public service to people. I mean, you know, Marshfield Police Department or any other law enforcement agency can call us and we will, you know, we'll help. And we expect the same thing. Mm-hmm. That's probably one of the biggest mottos that I learned with you know, the Badger State Sheriff's Association is no sheriff stands alone. And you've seen that. I've seen it throughout our career where, you know, hey, we need help. And okay, how many people do you need? And that's just a great attitude to have because it provides a better service for people.
Well, and another thing that we have talked about multiple times over the course of our interviews here is the amount of stress and just the mental pressure that law enforcement deals with the scope of your job. You were recently, we were talking about Bluegrass at the Lake and the donation to the Critical Incident Stress Management organization that to help law enforcement handle that mental pressure.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up because the you know, the foundation, the folks, the board at Bluegrass the Lake, you know, they look at community things that they want to support, and they've been supporting us for a few years now. And you know, it started with Jason Jolin having a conversation with the folks there at Bluegrass the Lake and building that the need for our wellness. You know, and you said it, you know, our mental health, you know, and I'm just very proud that, you know, people in the community believe in that and believe in us to, you know, keep us, you know, safe at all different levels and especially mentally and how important that is. And, you know, you see it when people struggle in our career and here with the Critical Incident Stress Management team, the CISM team, once that was put together to really help all first responders that go to, you know, these tragic events and they respond to them, they work through them, they keep that, you know, that incident safe for the rest of the community. And then they deal with it with, you know, families, you know, friends, community, you know, and, you know, it doesn't matter how, you know, what that incident is, you know, to us, and we're going to deal with that, but then how do we deal with it afterwards? You know, and when you see something that you can't unsee, you know, this is where CISM comes into place. And, you know, with that support from, you know, our Bluegrass folks, it's expanded. You know, we're really exclusively to, you know, Wood County and, you know, but, you know, incidents are happening everywhere. And part of what Bluegrass wanted to see is that expand. And we did. We're in LaPorge County now. So just great people that continue to support, you know, our mental health, you know, making sure that we stay, you know, strong physically and especially mentally, because, you know, how can we take care of you if we can't take care of ourselves? And just to see that continued investment in us is another really, really proud thing of this community. Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of wonderful things about our community, and one of them, I want to end on a very positive note here with a Stuff the Bus, getting kiddos ready for this next school year.
Yep, that's coming up. Our county clerk, Trent Miner, has taken this on for several years, and he organizes it, and then, you know, really challenges or tells us, hey, we should support this, and we do. A lot of the departments from Wood County, you know, we also, the community can drop stuff off, and they did. And then, you know, a big shout out to our office manager, Jenna McDonald, who kind of coordinates everything on the sheriff's department end. But it's a great way for us to come together and support the people in need this coming up school year when, you know, they don't have the availability or the funds to, you know, buy the school, you know, supplies that are required. And it's a great thing that we can, you know, support in our community.
Empowering our children to have the best possible chance at a good education.
Absolutely, and hopefully a lot of them want to be law enforcement officers, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we've got to close here. I'm Melissa Kaye, speaking with Sheriff Sean Becker of the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me today, Sean.
Always a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
And thank you to listeners joining us for news in our community on Perspective 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR.